are listening to Point of View. And now, here again is Pina Dexter.
And Dr. Nick Pitts in studio also. And we've got a guest, Nick. And, you know, it's before I bring him in, I just want to mention that we all appreciate our pastors because, mm-hmm. and I don't think we realize sometimes how hard it is to be a pastor. It's yeah. It's a challenging job. It's you live a life of self-sacrifice in a sense.
It's one of the unique vocations that really doesn't it's very hard to establish boundaries when you're a pastor because you are quite literally, you're been entrusted with a particular flock by the Lord. And then in turn, that flock is just like any sheep. It's just you need your pastor, especially if you believe it to be true that the pastor is the one that's come to guide you and lead you into the fullness of life that Jesus has died to give you.
The National Association of Evangelicals recognizes this, and they actually have launched a national campaign to help congregations to show and share God's love for their pastors in creative and practical ways. And the spokesperson for this is Brian Kluth, who is our guest now on Point of View. And Brian, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, Penna and Nick, great to be with you and your listeners, and thank you for the privilege of talking about the whole idea of bless your pastor. It's an exciting topic, and for everyone listening right now, I believe there's something they could do to be a blessing to their pastor.
A lot of times we think about our pastor blessing us. I mean, every Sunday you hear a sermon, and they're in the mm-hmm. pulpit, and you know you're getting blessed. And I think sometimes we think our pastors are hyper-spiritual or invincible, and we forget that they're human beings, and they actually could benefit from some, I don't know, special attention from us.
You bet. Yeah, there really is this huge need. What most Christians are not aware of in America right now is the majority of pastors serve in smaller churches. 80% have under 200, 50% have under 100. The budgets are small in those churches, and because of that, pastors are not able to be cared for well or, you know, paid well. But the average person doesn't know that. But 90% of pastors, according to our research, say they are facing real financial pressures. 50% make less than $50,000 a year, even though they work 50 to 60 hours a week or more. And 60% receive no retirement, no health care, no employee benefits. And so that pastor and his family really sacrifice for their congregation, and most people aren't even aware.
What are your prescriptions for folks? What can we do to bless our pastor?
Based on my 10 years of being a pastor, and I took a $70,000 pay cut to become a pastor in my mid-40s with a family of three young kids, and what I discovered is my church loved me really well. So they couldn't pay me a lot. But what happened was there were people that gave us child care. There was doctors that gave us low-cost or no-cost medical care. There were mechanics that fixed our cars. There were people that shared their vacation home with us. So a few times when we needed to travel, people gave us frequent flyer points. Then my wife had cancer. There were people that took her to their chemo treatments, and people gave us gift cards so that she didn't have to worry about, you know, shopping and preparing a meal and cleaning up and all of that. So I wrote a little flyer called 50 Creative Ways to Show and Share God's Love for Your Pastor and Church Staff. And at the blessyourpastor.org website, we have that available free for anybody in any church. And then a training video, a 7-minute training video for church boards, because the pastor can't ask for this. This has to be done by the board and by the people in the congregation. Never come from a request from the pastor. The pastor would never admit it. He has a need. So it's really about Christians stepping up and showing God's love to the pastor.
I was never a lead pastor, but you know, one of the things that I'm keenly aware now is just you always hear about burnout that's happening among the pastorate, mm-hmm. but it's a very real thing, because a pastor is unlike any other vocation. There's a spiritual component to it. I mean, we even see it iterated in the scriptures.
Yeah, for sure. You know, scripture also says that we're to show, 1 Thessalonians 5:12, we're to show deep appreciation for those who minister among us. And Galatians 6:6 says that those who are taught the word of God should share all good things with the one who teaches them. And so there's this call of God on the life of every Christian listening to us right now, to say, who are you? What do you have? What are you good at? What are you skilled at? You know, what possessions do you, could you share? What could you do personally to be a blessing to your pastor? I was talking to a minister the other day, and he said, Brian, he said, if someone just even came and said they would watch my kids, he said, last year my wife and I only went out on two dates, and we had $75, and we went to Starbucks, because $60 went for the child care and $15 for Starbucks, and we only did it twice in an entire year. He said, even if that happened, you know, you have no idea. Other pastors have said people have opened up their vacation homes to them. And they said, if it wasn't for that family that opened up the vacation home, we wouldn't have never had a family vacation. Those kinds of really practical, tangible, creative things just, oh, my goodness, it just lifts the pastor's spirit and his family and church staff. I mean, just this blessing can flow to anybody you know in Christian service, and you can show God's love to people.
Brian, where did this? I'd be interested to know, how did this start? Where was it? What was the genesis of this initiative?
Well, the genesis came from Lilly Endowment. They're out of Indianapolis. They've mm-hmm. sensed a huge need in this whole world of pastor compensation for a number of years, and they've actually given our organization $1 million to help improve the financial health of pastors across America. And we have training things online, but then the big part of it is the Bless Your Pastor, encouraging churches and Christians to really step up and be more intentional about how they care for their pastor, because the pastors truly need the care, but they're not in a position to be able to ask for it.
I do want to ask a question, because you say 90% of pastors feel financial pressure, 50% make yes. less than $50,000 a year. This one really disturbs me, though. Nearly 60% of pastors do not receive retirement or health care benefits.
Correct.
It seems like, I mean, I know that churches are small, but that yeah. seems like a real glaring omission.
Yeah, and it certainly should be. And in our Bless Your Pastor toolkit for church boards, we really address not only the creative ways to bless your pastor, but also really look at compensation issues, benefits, and those kinds of things. So we have tools to give them, because a lot of times a church board is small. Some of their leaders are not experienced in business or in HR or those kinds of things, and they don't always know where to turn. So we provided a lot of valuable resources. But one of the big challenges is 50% of churches in America, their budgets are $125,000 or less. So in that $125,000 or less, you're trying to pay the pastor, take care of the building, give the missions, run your programs. And so the money just doesn't go very far. And so things get left out, like health care, retirement, even employee reimbursement. The pastor goes out to lunch with somebody. If that person doesn't pick up the tab, the pastor picks it up. But he doesn't get reimbursed for that many times. He pays for that out of his own pocket. So, this is a real need in America. It's a kind of a silent subject and a hidden subject, but that's why we're bringing it to light with the Bless Your Pastor movement.
Do you have a website where people can find the suggestions that you said you've written a pamphlet?
Yeah. So blessyourpastor.org. They just go there, and there's a little pamphlet, 50 Creative Ways to Show and Share God's Love to Your Pastor. There's a 7-minute video for church boards so they can know how to implement this. We've made everything cookie cutter, easy to use. And when churches do this, we're going to actually give their pastor a $150 gift card with some of the grant money we got. So every church that does this will add to the blessing and bless their pastor with a $150 Amazon gift card. But we just want to, the Bible says we're to spur one another on to love and good deeds. And that's what this movement's all about, spurring
okay.
people on.
You can also go to pointofview.net, and you can see Brian's picture. Click through to their website. We will have more with Brian Cluth. Brian Cluth is with us, and he is with the National Association of Evangelicals. They've announced their Bless Your Pastor campaign. You had a press conference, didn't you, Brian?
Yeah, we had one today, and we're just excited to be able to share this whole idea of Bless Your Pastor and the movement and the materials that Christians and churches can use to really care for their pastors well.
So is this something that is going to be concentrated in a certain time period? Is it something that's ongoing?
Yeah, we will be all summer long. We'll be talking about this in media so that Christians and church leaders can go to the blessyourpastor.org website, get the free materials. And a lot of people will tie this into their October Pastor Appreciation Month. Focus on the Family has promoted that for many years. That's a great, great way to focus this effort. But in our materials, we tell churches they can do it any time of the year. They can do it in October. In my church, they always did an annual Christmas offering for the pastor and the staff. And every year, my family and our church staff were given anywhere from probably $600 to $1,400 as a Christmas gift from our congregation. And that made a huge difference for all of our families. It allowed us to travel and see relatives or buy the Christmas presents. But it can be done any time of the year. So the Bless Your Pastor, each church can decide when to do it. But the materials we'll be talking about all summer, so people can get access to the materials at the blessyourpastor.org website.
So you, at your church, you're the pastor, so you're not going to be promoting this. How? So just give us some practical ways that folks who either are, they kind of have a good role at their church, but they're not the pastor. Yeah. How can they get people to bless their own pastor?
Well, I'm actually not a pastor at this point, so I'm leading this effort full-time.
Okay.
And on what you just said, the pastor can't ask for this.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like saying to everybody,
bless
hey,
me.
You know, my birthday's coming up. Here's my list of what my wants. You can't, a pastor can't do that. So that's why it's so important for everybody listening to us right now to go get the free materials and then let your church board members know about it. You know, text them, tell them, email them, hey, let's have our church do the Bless Your Pastor effort. And so it's really a grassroots kind of a thing, and then lay leaders in the church have to do this, but they have to do it kind of behind the scenes. I mean, the pastor can know about it, but the lay leaders work with the office staff, communication staff, and they send out an email about this, or they put something in the mail about this. You know, they take up the offering, they give the gift. So it's really kind of a quiet behind the scenes, but the impact of it is life-changing and life-giving. When Christians really catch a vision on blessing their pastor. And we extend it to the church staff. We say pastor and church staff.
So in some churches, you mentioned that so many churches were very small. There are a lot of pastors out there who are actually bivocational. They could not survive on the salary that they're getting from the church.
Yeah, many are bivocational. And the other thing is many, 66% have their spouses working. So if it wasn't for a spouse working or additional income, they could not even serve their church. Yeah.
So in that case, certain gifts are going to be more appropriate for people who are just living on the poverty line, basically, and being right. You know, ministering to folks. I mean, from your list, what's appropriate for that?
Well, for, I mean, literally just giving them a grocery gift card. Say, hey, Pastor, hey, you know, here's a $100 grocery gift card. Or maybe some people listening to us have some gift cards to different places they've never used, or they've been sitting on them. You know, Lowe's, Home Depot, you know, Denny's, a restaurant gift card. Just, hey, say, Pastor, I had this, don't really need it, want to pass it along to you.
Great idea.
You know, my pastor loves Chipotle, and if I would give him a $50 gift card from Chipotle, he would have thought he would die and went to heaven. So. So it's just that
you might be reticent to go out to dinner because you're on a, you know, very tight budget, but if somebody gives you a gift card, you've got to go out to dinner.
You that's absolutely right. And my church did that when my wife had cancer, and we literally had a stack of gift cards, and so my wife didn't have to worry about shopping and preparing and cooking. You know, she would have her chemotherapy, she'd be weak. And we were able to go to restaurants, and that continued for 8 years. We literally had cards to be able to go out and eat for years, just because people wanted to care for my wife and our family during a difficult time.
Well, I mean, thank you for that testimony. Brian, we appreciate your alerting us to this and being one of the organizations that you thought was important to, get the word out about this campaign. We hope and pray that it's very, very successful and certainly needed, and certainly just something that the Lord, I know, would have all of us participate in. We can actually all do it.
Yes,
if we look at your list, I think we could all find a way to do it.
Exactly. And Penna and Nick, we do appreciate the work you're doing and so grateful for your listeners and that we can get the word out. And they can go to the blessyourpastor.org website, get the free materials, and then just do it.
Okay. Well, great,
that's
Brian.
That's the fun part.
I want to add my amen to it. Thank you so much for joining us today. Perhaps you can come back in some time after some time has passed, yeah, and report on it.
Hey, I would love to do that. So, hey, thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. That is Brian Kluth. He is with the National Association of Evangelicals, the Bless Your Pastor campaign. And we are encouraging folks, you can actually go to pointofview.net and click through on his picture and get to their website and find out ways that you can participate.